Smokey Bear has a birthday in August. Yeah, your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning. WTO 11 now, weather forecast. Well, an isolated shower could pop, but otherwise warm, muggy 87 today. Michelle Rumschlag in from your Hancock Park District, and we find out what's happening in August. And we were talking about how fast summer is going, Michelle.
It is. I know.
July is like done. Tomorrow. It's crazy.
I know. And it's almost for a lot of people, it's like August hits and it's kind of, you get into back to school mode because some start in August, others don't start till after Labor Day, but just the practices and sports and marching band and all that fun stuff. And things start before school. I mean, we'll have a couple of football games and things happening. So it's still summer. So I mean,
yeah, it's still summer.
It's still summer. There's still plenty of things happening in the parks.
There is. And dragonflies. I want to talk to you about dragonflies. Okay. You know, you want to make sure they're around because they eat mosquitoes, from what I understand. So.
Yes. So they are amazing insects, and they're aerial. I mean, they eat on the fly, so they can, as they're flying, you see them land, but you rarely see them walk. And so they're magnificent flyers. And so they'll eat, amongst other animals, will eat the mosquitoes. So
they eat other animals.
Animals eat mosquitoes.
Oh,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, they eat other insects.
They're kind of
things.
Big and intimidating sometimes. So the dragonflies. So we've had a few land
maybe.
In the pool. So.
Yeah, I mean, they have the long abdomen, but they don't have a stinger or anything like that, like a wasp
That's
or anything.
Good.
So they're harmless, but they're definitely, I think they're cool. But I think a lot of nature things are cool that other people don't. So I'm not a good barometer to measure things against. I realize I get way too excited about some nature things that, but I should. I'm like, this is my job, so I'm...
Right, you should.
I should get excited
bugs
about
and
this,
animals and
all this kind of nature things.
Things going on in the parks. Let's... Where you want to start? There's so many things in August that's going on in Hancock
Well, like
Park.
You mentioned, Smokey the Bear is turning 80 this year. And so it's on Friday, August 9th. And funny how we found out about it was we have file folders still of information that we pull out, look for different programs and pictures and stuff. And we were kind of cleaning some of that out. And I found one from 1984. It's like Smokey's 40. And I go, wait a minute. And I did the math. And that's... 84 is 40 years ago, and so
2024. Yeah, okay.
For those that remember the 80s, So we're doing a Happy Birthday Smokey the Bear program again on Friday, August 9th at Oakwoods Nature Preserve and the Discovery Center. It starts at 6:30. It's good for families with kids ages 5 and up. It's free. You just stop in. Don't need to register or anything like that. And so we're going to do a shadow puppet show inside, learn more about the story of Smokey the Bear, kind of how he came to be.
You're going to have a fire.
How to safely build. Hey. Well, it's not just safely building, but obviously his thing was putting it out, right?
Right.
You know, and preventing the forest fires and wildfires and stuff. And so it's safely, doing that and then having some s'mores over the fire. So, again, that's taking place, Friday, August 9th out at Oakwoods Nature Preserve.
Very good. Happy birthday, Smokey.
Yes.
What else? Stings. And I saw, I missed that. I'm not sure where I saw that. Something about the insects that sting.
Bites and burns.
Oh,
right?
There you
I know,
go.
Right?
There
That's just like one thing. So this is taking place for our teens. So we do programs, obviously, for, sometimes it's for all ages. Like the Smokey thing is geared for families. But something we try to hit different age groups. So you're kind of there with your friends and your peers. And so this one's, is Sting, Bites, and Burns. This is taking place on Tuesday, August 6th, again, at Oakwoods at the Discovery Center porch. And so, we just think, it's animals are doing this for a reason. They're not just doing it to be mean. So it's a defense mechanism. So if they're stinging us, or again, they love the mosquito we've been talking about. I mean, the female mosquito, she needs our blood to make her eggs. And so, again, it's just survival of their species. She's just not doing it to, for us, it's a pest. But, again, there's purpose of why they're, and it's just defending themselves, them or their babies or their eggs. And so it's learning about that and why they are doing those things. So, again, this is at 6 o'clock on Tuesday evening. It's free, but we just need you to register by that afternoon just so we know we've got people coming. And, again, all of our programs, to register for programs, look for shelter availability, everything is at hancockparks.com.
Very good. And still Zonta Landing is open.
Yes, we're opened weekends and then all the way through Labor Day weekend. So when we talk next, it'll be the start of the fair. So we'll just have that one more weekend coming up. So if you haven't gotten out, the weather's been great these last couple weekends. Not too hot, nice and sunny. So again, starting at 1 o'clock, paddle boats, single and double kayaks, canoes. And remember, cash or check. We cannot take credit cards out there. So visit us at Riverside Park this weekend. And get on the river.
Very good. Check it all out over at your website, HancockParks.com. Michelle Rooms, log in from the Hancock Park District. Yeah, hopefully we'll be out at the first day of the Hancock County Fair in the morning, which starts a day early this year, the 27th on Tuesday. So
yes, our normal day. So hopefully we'll join you live out there.
Live. Bring, I don't know, do you have any props or animals or something that you could bring by?
Oh, I can always bring something. We've always got lots of good. I got lots of body parts, animal body parts, so we could. We can come up with something for people to stop by and see.
Okay, very good, Michelle. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.